Jim McGovern is the congressman from Massachusetts' beautiful 2nd District. Jim McGovern, congratulations on all you have done, and now you are one of the most important men in the United States Congress. You're the chairman of the Rules Committee. So just for the hell of
it. Tell it to my wife.
So, well, tell it to all of our wives when we do well. So let me move on and ask you this. Give us a little primer, if you can, on exactly what the Rules Committee is and does.
Well, the Rules Committee is the traffic cop of Congress. Virtually every piece of legislation that goes to the House floor goes to the Rules Committee. We resolve jurisdictional disputes between committees. We decide whether amendments can be offered, which ones, or whether no amendments can be offered. We decide, how bills are considered on the floor. So basically, you get to have your fingerprints on every piece of legislation that works its way through the Congress. It's a powerful committee because you get to, make a difference on a variety of issues and pieces of legislation. And it's a great place to be.
Some people say, well, if it's a traffic cop, that's not really substantive. Wrong. It is very substantive because just by the decisions you make, you can affect the way legislation is going to go or not go.
Absolutely. Let me give you an example. We had a disaster relief package that moved to the House about a week and a half ago. And if the Republicans were in charge, I could tell you right now that it would have been a closed rule. No amendments would have been made in order. And if they made any amendments in order, my amendments would certainly not be made in order. But I was able to offer an amendment. Now that I'm chairman, I can make my own amendment in order now, basically saying that if the president wanted to declare an emergency, he can't dip into monies designated for disaster relief, whether it's to deal with the wildfires in California or hurricanes in Texas or Florida or wherever, to pay for his stupid wall. And we were able to pass that. That's the power of the Rules Committee. You're able to make tweaks to legislation. You're able to add to legislation. You can also take things out of legislation in the Rules Committee. So process, it is a process committee, but process equals policy. And when you have a bad process, you have bad policy. And when you have good process, I think you end up with good policy.
So I'm assuming that while you're the chairman of the committee and have to make these crucial decisions along with your committee, that every once in a while you pick up the phone and there is Speaker Pelosi. She has some views on what should happen too, right?
She does. And to her credit, she has basically kind of given us free rein. Up to this point, I brief her on, what we've decided, and she's like, you're the chair and it's your committee. I trust you. And I really appreciate that. And we also, the Rules Committee also has to set the rules for the Congress. So the first thing we do is we have to vote on a package that outlines the House rules. And it doesn't sound particularly exciting, but this year's rules package was actually pretty exciting because we had a different process. We went out and we solicited ideas from every member of Congress, including some of the new freshmen. So we put things in the rules package that said that before bills come to the Rules Committee, you have to have hearings. You have to have markups. Before a bill gets voted on, you need to have 72 hours to actually read it. We did things like we added a provision that created the first ever diversity, Office of Diversity here in Congress. We believe that not only the people who represent this country ought to look like the people of this country, but the people who work here ought to look like this country. There was no provision that prohibited discrimination against the LGBTQ community on the Capitol campus. We put a rule that prohibited any discrimination against the LGBTQ community. We had a young woman, a Muslim woman, get elected from Minnesota, Ilhan Omar. And there was a standing rule that says you can't wear any kind of headwear on the floor. And so if she showed up to Congress, somebody could have said that she was violating the House rules. We changed the rules to say that you can wear religious headwear on the floor of Congress. I mean, we created a select committee on the climate crisis. We created a select committee on the modernization of the House to make this place run better. So there's lots of stuff that we were able to do. And I also put in the rules package a provision that says that if the administration doesn't defend the Affordable Care Act in this Texas case, which tried to undo it, then Congress will authorize its counsel to defend the Affordable Care Act. And then the final one of the things I'm really kind of proud of is that we passed a farm bill at the end of the year last year that had bipartisan support, but it didn't include any of the terrible things that the House had put in the farm bill, which would have thrown millions of people off of SNAP. And so it was a good compromise and protected some of the most vulnerable in this country. After the bill passed, the administration says, well, we're going to ignore it, and we're going to try to find ways to throw people off SNAP. So I put in the rules package that if they do that, we're going to sue them, too. So, we're, you know, it was a good package, and it even got a couple of Republican votes. So I was really proud of that.
There will be people, Jim McGovern, who don't remember what SNAP is. Just tell them about it real briefly.
Yeah, so SNAP is a Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. It used to be known as food stamps. Basically, it provides some of the most vulnerable people in this country, many of them who are working families, with a small benefit to be able to put food on the table.
Let me ask you another definition that I think, as a political scientist, I've always loved. It's down in the weeds. But talk for a second about closed rules and open rules.
Yeah, I mean, so closed rules basically mean that legislation comes to the floor where no amendments can be made in order. Nothing can be changed. You've got to take it or leave it. So that means that, you know, the vast majority of members of the House, Democrats and Republicans, have no say in what that legislation looks like. I mean, open rules, it's wide open. Now, we sometimes we shy away from wide open rules because then we can become the Senate where you could have filibusters where people would just introduce, you know, meaningless amendments just to try to take up time. But the bottom line is we need to find a way for this place to be more accommodating. And I really believe this. I mean, as someone who's been here for a while, that everybody deserves respect. I mean, and that means that, you know, I'm not only going to try to make amendments that I agree with to be in order to be debated on the floor, but even amendments that I disagree with, we should make in order. And, you know, we shouldn't be afraid of a fair fight. Not, you know, every bill doesn't have to be rigged before it goes to the floor. We ought not to be afraid of debate. I think if we do that, you can change kind of the climate up here as well, where people, if they feel respected, even if they don't prevail, you know, at least know that they're being heard, that they're not being dismissed. And, you know, as somebody who lived under the most closed Congress in history, that was the last Congress. I mean, it really is a terrible thing to just constantly be told no to everything. And I think if we want to change the culture, we want to change the attitudes up here, we have to be more respectful of one another.
Well, do you think, Jim McGovern, we only have a minute more, but do you think if you do that, that is, assuming they ever get back into power again, that they're going to respect what you've done to be fairer to them and be fair to you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I hope I'm gone by the time that they ever take control of the House again. But look, all I can do is, you know, control how I behave. And all we can do as Democrats is to set an example that I hope is powerful enough that no matter, you know, if we lose control in 2 years or not, you know, that future Congresses will follow that. I mean, that's the way it used to be. This place used to be a lot more deliberative, a lot more accommodating. And I would argue that in those days, you got a lot more substantive and important legislation done. Again, if I disagree with you on an issue, let's fight it out. And if I defeat you, then my position is strengthened. But we don't have to rig the system so that you don't have a voice. And again, I feel very strongly about issues, and I want to, you know, I want my side to prevail. But I don't think we need to rig the system in order for that to happen.
Jim McGovern, a man I greatly respect, is the congressman from Massachusetts 2nd District. Jim, congratulations on your rules chairmanship. And when we come back the next time, I want to ask you about PAC, PAC monies.
Thank you.